The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, when you hear the woman that called in to confess that she's heartbroken over her boyfriend dumping her, my heart just hurt for her. I think the worst part about her issue or her problem is that she wasn't ready. Sometimes
she was definitely not ready. She's still hurt. She's really in love.
And it's hard to get over. Even when you're ready, though, are you really ready?
And then it's hard to even put a timestamp on the healing process.
Yeah.
Because every person's different. Yeah. I mean, how many months had she said it been?
It had been 6 months, I think. And they were together 3 years.
And she's still definitely depressed about it.
Yeah, she's depressed. Well, I think because you invest in something, especially after 3 years, you invest in an idea that this is a lifetime commitment. And then when they break up, and then the way they broke up, that's the part that's going to throw you off. So let's go ahead and listen to today's episode. We've got some great advice on how to get over a breakup. And Anthony even opens up about his own recent breakup. He's pretty good here. I feel so guilty and I feel so sad. I'm going to tell you why now. Good morning. It's Wednesday. Is it a good morning?
It's a beautiful morning.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Tell him why you're sad, Dana.
All three of us were going to be on the red carpet at the Grammys. In fact, this is the second time that we are the only radio show invited to the red carpet. We're excited. Well, I'm like,
Some of us were disinvited.
Hold on. Due to COVID protocol, CBS and the Grammys have said only one person may attend, and the pass is in my name.
Damn.
And I'm sad.
So do you know what that means? That means that me and Anthony have flights to Vegas and a hotel in Vegas. And while Dana's at the Grammys, she might have to interview us coming down the red carpet.
Sure, you know why?
Because we're gonna make it happen.
I want to back it up to the initial invite when we all thought we were all going. And I remember I asked Dana. I said, Dana, we're going for sure. She's like, yeah, we're all going to the Grammys.
CBS asked you, we were all going.
Specifically because the girl I used to date in college is a physical therapist now who lives in Vegas. And I waited to stunt on her to be like, yeah, go to Vegas for the Grammys. You know what I'm doing. And she's like, oh my God, it's so cool. But guess who's not even going to the Grammys no more? Damn it, dude.
Now you gotta tell her. Now, I was disinvited.
I was uninvited to the Grammys, dude.
I mean, I've been disinvited from things, but this one probably hurt the most.
Hurt you the most? I don't even know what's going on around me now.
Why are you hurt?
I'm not going to recognize anybody. I'm the worst person. How many times have I gotten on the radio and said, I was kidnapped. I wouldn't know what's going on.
What?
Somebody's freaking gun is going to walk by me and be like, dude, I don't even know who that is. I don't recognize anybody in real life, let alone the Grammys.
Especially when your husband's not around.
I know.
Anytime we've ever done
like the Oscars or the Grammys before,
I'm the guy
who goes and grabs the person and like, hey, Dana, this is who this person is. This is what you should talk to them about.
Yeah.
And now Dana's going to be on her own. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
I'm only going to recognize her and Adele, and that's it.
I believe in my dog. You'll get it done. And we'll be able to produce some amazing content on the back end and stuff.
There's going to be the red carpet, and then I'm going to call what me and Anthony are going to be doing, the green carpet.
All right. Anyway, we will be live at the Grammys. Hey!
No, you're going to be live. We're going to just be in Vegas.
National Day, Anthony.
Something we can all love. National Puppy Day.
Oh, we all love puppies. Take care of your dogs. Don't leave them outside. It's starting to get hot.
Puppies would have let us in.
And it is also American Red Cross Day of Giving. All right. So
this
please,
is big. They're helping right now in Ukraine at this very moment. And I know I didn't want to get sad, but please donate what you can to the American Red Cross.
Oh, something that gets us excited. National Chip and Dip Day. Hello.
Favorite chips and dip? Let me think about this.
Oh, that's easy. I will go with tortilla chip and some chili con queso.
I don't know. Tortilla chip with guacamole. Good guac.
Or with guac and con queso.
There's a lot of chip and dip talk for National Tamale Day.
Yeah!
Let's go. Tamale! Right there. Boom, boom.
Okay, look, I know people get excited about tamales. Tamales are not a Spanish cuisine. Tamales are indigenous to this land. Yes, to this continent. If you're Mexican, a Salvadorian, wherever you come from this continent, we invented tamales, okay? And my favorite are just red meat. The chile is red, and just the meat and the pork in there is so delicious.
They're so good. They're like little power bars.
They're so good, but they're like 1,700 calories each. Don't eat too many of them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A breakup is hard, whether you wanted to get broken up with or not. But when someone ends the relationship and you're still in that relationship, wholeheartedly, 100, you thought this is forever. That's the worst.
It's the worst to accept in the beginning. It's tough.
Oh my gosh. That's how our one confession is beginning today. You get one call, 1 minute, no judgment. You can tap it on the phones right now. Everyone remains anonymous. This call broke my heart.
Hey, I've been listening to you all for a few months now, and I love the show.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Obviously,
what's going
a very
on?
Intelligent woman.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Well, I need some advice, please. My boyfriend and I broke up 2 months ago, and I thought I'd feel better by now, but I don't.
No. How long were you with him?
Almost 3 years.
That's a long time.
It is. I really thought he was like the one, you know?
What happened? Why'd you guys break up?
It was like nothing dramatic at all. He just told me one day that he was having second thoughts. So we worked on things for a couple more months and then it didn't work. That was it.
For me, I just think there's not even a reason to be angry at him or anything. So that might be even harder, right? If something, you have a blowout fight or even infidelity, you could be angry. But this was just an amicable split.
Yeah. I mean, he did it the right way. Tina, I still love him and I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but I do.
You're 100% entitled to still love that man. I hate when people want, people want you to feel a certain way and get over things. Him ending the relationship doesn't mean that you're just going to stop loving him overnight. Don't apologize for sharing your true emotions. You should be able to do that.
Everyone keeps telling me just get over it or like go out with someone else. But this is really hard. And I don't know. I'd like to get some advice on just like how to get over this. I don't know. I feel like my heart is just breaking every day and it hurts so much.
I can relate. I remember when DJ Automatic broke up with me.
Oh.
And then he would hit me with the text messages. Oh, something happened to me today. And I can't imagine sharing it with anybody but you. Well, why you dumped me, motherfucker?
Dude, that's toxic, bro. So you broke up with her and then would just
call me Mr. Toxic.
That's a story.
There was a lot more to the story than just that.
But either way, that's not. You broke up with me.
Yeah, that's not good.
I did break up with you.
Text me like that.
But are we together now? Exactly.
Yes.
So get over it.
You sound like this young lady here. She's like, her friends are just get over it. It's not that easy.
Fortunate enough for her, though, a broken heart does help provide a clearer vision.
Yeah, it does.
So now she knows where this man feels about her and how this relationship is going to go, being that there's not one.
Well, there's no relationship, so there's nowhere
exactly.
to go.
Exactly.
Well, you just shared something off air. Automatic said, do you know that science says that a breakup is similar to losing someone you love, a death?
It is. It says that it's a lot like other traumas, but death being one of them.
Because you're losing something and it's over. You were invested. And when you lose somebody you truly love, when they pass on, you can't call that person anymore. It's kind of like that.
I mean, I have been in the position this woman's in before where you just feel completely heartbroken. Why am I not good enough? Why don't they love me?
All those questions, Automatic. Thank you.
Yeah. And you can't figure it out. And you're like, why? What's wrong with me? Why? And let me just tell her. It does get easier. It does take time. And you're not alone. You're not.
Alone.
A lot of us have been there before. And I mean, I'm sure you guys have been there, haven't you?
Yeah,
been there?
Of course. And you start to feel a little bit of regret, too. Like, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. Or you feel like I wasted my time because this didn't work out.
So you recently had a breakup, Anthony.
Anthony? How did you feel about it?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? It's very recent.
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fantastic because my vision is clear, y'all. And I was able to like.
I don't feel like you ever got depressed after you guys broke up, though.
I really did for that first week.
There was like a week where I was like sad. You get sad because you're removing a person that you were around with your whole, you know, for what?
You guys are together like a year?
Yeah. And you're around that person forever. So you're going to miss something about them. But for me, it was a matter of staying busy and getting to the things that I wanted to get to that I wouldn't say the relationship was holding me back from, but I just didn't have the time to do.
Okay. I know because relationship is an investment. There's actually 5 stages of grief that you're going to go through. And well, when you get dumped, denial is stage 1. Like this can't be real.
This can't be happening. Why don't they love me?
Oh.
Anger, that's the next stage. I hate this person.
Oh, yeah.
Bargaining, sometimes I can turn into begging, you know, pleading. Here's another one, depression.
Depression is real.
This young lady is going through that right now.
She's in that stage right now where she just feels like it's never going to get better.
The final stage is acceptance. This is important. If you don't reach this stage, you never get over the breakup, and you could end up in a relationship that doesn't work or no relationship at all.
You see that happen, you know, sometimes people, 10 years later,
they're still holding on.
Yeah, they're still holding on to that situation. I mean, my mom is one of them. She's, you know, her and my dad have been divorced for a while now. Yet for some reason, she just won't let it go. She won't accept that the marriage is over.
How do you think you can help your mom get there?
I talked to her about it, and I just try to, like, make her understand that, you know, that it's over and that there's no going back, that those days of, you know, everyone getting together and everyone being at the same house and all that, that's a thing of the past. And from here on out, you know, we have to make new memories, make new traditions.
I have a better solution. I am enrolling your mom right now in christianmingle.com.
I feel more secure with her going to farmers only, okay?
Farmersonly.com. Yeah. Okay, we'll do
just
that.
Just don't put
we'll
her on that. Tinder.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, Elizabeth Earnshaw, a licensed marriage and family therapist, reveals that this one habit may lead your relationship to breaking up, married, living together, or just dating. I'll tell you what it is right now. These are three stories you need to know in case you missed it. Anthony A., why don't you go first today?
All right. In a new poll conducted by HMD Global, which is the home of Nokia phones, all right?
Okay.
Actually found that 1 in 8 Americans suffer anxiety from a low phone battery. And in matter of fact, 55% of those people say it's an absolute nightmare. And less than half of those people would rather lose their credit card, car keys, or even their wedding ring before losing their phone.
That's wild. Now, that's too much.
Have they heard of low power mode?
Yeah, I'm like...
That's the way to fix it.
I understand the anxiety because as we're doing the show, everything I do, everything we speak about, I write on my phone. So, you know, I'm going through the motions and whatnot. But to wish that I could lose my wedding ring over my phone?
No.
Not in a million years.
Or my wallet?
Or my credit card?
I would rather have bad credit. I would rather lose my wedding ring, for sure, dog.
You're not married, Anthony.
Exactly.
That's why you're not married, Anthony.
Well, speaking of anxiety, Harvard did a huge study on medical marijuana, and they're saying it doesn't reduce pain, anxiety, and it doesn't help depression after all. Instead, the researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital found that the stuff actually doubles your risk of getting addicted, which they're calling it's cannabis use disorder. They tracked people with medical marijuana exemptions and found that the only thing it really helped with was sleep, especially people with insomnia. I looked more into the study, and what they're trying to suggest is that there needs to be prescription dosage.
Just be smoking on the fly whenever you want it.
And it's actually making people addicted to marijuana and causing worse anxiety.
That does make sense, though, because if anytime I, you know, partake in God's giggle gas, if I'm going through something, it does make me stress out a little bit more. But now I'm just excited to be able to blame something on my cannabis use disorder that I'm pretty sure I have.
It's called CUD for short.
I do want to share also in the study, medical marijuana in general, is the least lethal drug on the planet. No one has ever died from or overdosed on marijuana. Alcohol is a drug. I know people like, I'm just going to have a glass of wine. It is a drug. And I would suggest to anyone who is in pain, try to get your doctor to prescribe and whatnot. It is better than those opioids.
Oh, 100%. And it's better than drinking, too.
It's still a drug.
Yeah.
It's still a drug. So, of course, addiction and all of that. But I think it's the... I just saw a study released as well. It's got the lowest percentage of addiction than any other drug
on the planet. It's less than 9%, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, although I like these studies and all of that, it scares me because then people are like, well, the doctor, he gives me painkillers. That's legal heroin.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
And I've seen that ruin many, many a life. And don't get me wrong, people have ruined their life on weed before. When you overuse anything and abuse anything, it can be a bad thing for you.
But it's never killed you.
No, it hasn't killed you. And the other thing is, I do feel like it helps give you a mental break. Whether they say it helps with anxiety or not, I feel like it helps me.
Okay,
I thought I died last week.
Got that high, huh?
Yeah, I was like, high five God, buddy.
All right, so in case you missed it, there's a habit that you have that might ruin your relationship. A licensed marriage and family therapist, Elizabeth Earnshaw, studied 10,000 couples. And if you are negative toward your spouse or mismanage your conflicts, couples will begin to develop a negativity bias toward each other, seeing each other differently. Love can turn into hate. What used to be sweet can be sour and can lead to breakups.
Mismanaging conflicts, that's tricky. Crazy, right? That's tricky grounds for anybody because you don't know how somebody's going to respond to certain situations until you're in it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that communication is everything. Sometimes you hold things in so much, or you can be the quiet one and your partner's screaming and your inaction can make them think something completely different.
You know, if I'm not saying anything, that's when I'm really...
Oh, I know. That's when automatic's mad.
Which is just as toxic as saying too much.
But I'm afraid I'll say the wrong things.
You always say the wrong things. I'd rather have you say the wrong things than DJ automatic quiet.
You're not different than any other guy. We all use that same excuse when we shut down emotionally.
Oh, look at Anthony. He's so in touch with his feelings.
Yeah, for real, dog. I mean, the benefits of being raised by a single mom and a grandma.
I love it. And friends, right? And friends.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Ross and Chandler.
All right, so this study is up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Check it out in the story. I'll put the link there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, Travis Scott's mom is speaking on Kylie Jenner as a mother. And we've got the audio right now. This story and more. It's the best gossip at the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We got T. Grizzly celebrating his birthday. Aisha Curry, Kyrie Irving, Quando Rondo, and Instagram influencer Emily Alexander celebrating her birthday.
All right, so Bennifer shacking up 18, 19 years later, however long it's been. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck just bought a house together and they spent $50 million. Like nothing. Just dropped it. 10 bedrooms, 17 bathrooms, a full basketball court. I guess that's a big deal. Media room, full gym, because you know she got him back in the gym now working out. Ben Affleck's not been in this good of shape since he played Batman. I mean, I think it's exciting for them. You know, I don't know if they'll ever get married, though. I just don't see that in their future.
I was going to say, you think this is it for Jennifer?
I think they're going to move in together and be happily ever after. As long as they don't get engaged. That has not worked out well for her. So let's just keep it the way it is. All right, and speaking of engagement, Rihanna's wearing a big old rock on that finger. There are rumors that she is engaged to ASAP Rocky.
Oh, let's go.
Would this be good, right?
Lock it down, Rocky. Lock it down.
So many men in America are just sad. They're just sad because it really is over. I believe that these two are going to get married and live happily ever after.
You're never going to get to drink her bathwater, Anthony.
Nope, ever.
All right, and then finally, a couple of days ago, Kylie Jenner shared her pregnancy journey just like she did with her first pregnancy, Stormy. I didn't know that their son was due on the exact same day that Stormy was born. Of course, he was born a day later. He was born February 2nd. 2022. The kid's name is no longer Wolf. I don't know what his name is. But here's Travis Scott's mom telling the world what kind of mother Kylie Jenner is.
And you, as a young mother, I was just telling someone at the party today, what a wonderful mother you are. You always think about Stormy first. And that is so wonderful. I'm so blessed and I'm so happy that you are the mother of my grandchildren.
I don't know why those Kylie Jenner videos make me cry. Aww. I don't know if it's the fact that they're so emotional or the fact that I didn't do that for my own kids.
Oh, man, dude.
Either way, it's nice to know that Kylie Jenner is a good mother. Despite the internet being ugly at these ladies, she puts her kids first.
Travis Scott and Kylie have the best gender reveals. That's just how I feel about
that. How did they do them?
Through those videos, dude. Have you seen those videos? They're like Netflix documentaries. It's the
same. Automatic, you gotta watch it.
It's the same.
It's an experience.
It's Cootie. It's the same guy who did Kanye's documentary. They literally got that for a baby. That's how rich Charlie is.
Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
After years of abuse, a Fresno sergeant has been charged with stealing scante, smoking scante, and crashing while on a sick one.
What the
f***? I could barely say that without laughing. It's true. A 19-year veteran of the Fresno Police Department is facing criminal charges after allegedly robbing a drug suspect, ingesting the drugs while on duty, then driving his patrol car while under the influence. Chief Paco Valderrama announced the charges last month. Sergeant Donald Dennell, you going to jail.
Oh,
you going to jail.
How did they catch him?
His body cam footage was later accessed and people are watching it, and there was no report about the arrest. He never reported that he arrested this guy for drugs. He got caught by himself.
Oh.
Oh, and Escante is crystal meth.
Escante.
What would make a veteran of the sheriff's department do something like this?
It's a drug addiction. That's what makes somebody do that.
This is the best ad for D.A.R.E. ever. Just say no to Escante.
Hugs, not drugs.
Speaking of criminals, there's some guys in Florida who figured out how to get cheap gas. Police say that they hacked into the pumps and dropped prices down to pennies per gallon.
Yeah! Not all heroes wear capes. Let's
exactly.
go.
So these four guys are being charged with installing flow regulators that trick the pumps into thinking that whole tanks of gas were only worth a few pennies. They're accused of approaching people at gas stations and selling it. They did, and they made a killing.
So basically, they're hacking the pump is what they were
they're
doing,
hacking the
right?
pump. So you'll go to the pump, and you would be filling up, and it would only charge you, 10 cents for a whole tank of gas.
Damn. If the homie approaches you at the gas station, are you going to do it?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I would. I would never turn down a hookup, dog. I would be the one taking
the radio,
that gas.
But,
I would definitely wear my mask and somehow try to cover my license plate.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll keep this criminal talk going with a dentist who was found guilty of purposely breaking the teeth of his clients so he can make more money.
Ouch!
What?
The dentist is Scott Claramountney, and he would use his drill to break off a portion of his teeth, and his salary went from $1.4 million to $2.5 million in 1 year.
Oh, no.
He did this from 2015 to 2019.
How did he get caught?
Well, if people have broken teeth over and over for 4 years, the insurance company is going to be like, something's going on here, Dana.
Too many crooked smiles. That's what it was.
Settle down, J. Cole.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How much would you pay for a fine bottle of American wine? I'm an Arbor Mist girl myself. I still twist the cap. So I ain't got that kind of money. But wait till you hear what one California wine was just auctioned off for. It's a lot. That's in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Okay, so earlier this week, in fact, March 21st, just a couple of days ago, Selena, the movie, turned 25 years old. And beginning April 7th, it returns to theaters nationally.
What?
This is Jennifer Lopez when she sat down with Oprah Winfrey for the first time to discuss the role of Selena.
I knew I had a tough job ahead of me. From the second I got the role, it was nonstop. I was working on another movie at the time. And in my trailer, it was like music all day, videos all day, just to really absorb who she was. You know, she was a very, very happy and alive person. You know, I just absorbed as much as I could of her, tried to understand what made her tick, what made her happy, what made her sad, the things that were important in her life, family, work. Don't get me wrong, it was nerve-wracking. Uh-huh. But having them there and having them care about the project was a beautiful thing for me, and I feel enriched by even having been involved.
Obviously, she's referencing the Quintanilla family, who was very involved in that movie, and rightfully so, right? They want to maintain her legacy. I'm curious to see how many people show up to theaters, because I was thinking Ava Maddox and I are going.
I was going to say, every time they do anything, Selena, it's always a sellout.
So.
It's interesting it's not on any streaming platforms at the moment.
Yeah, you can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, all right.
You got to buy the movie, though.
I bought it.
Anything for Selena's.
All right, so now in food news, American wine was always considered secondary to French wine until 1976, when a blind competition in France took place and a California Cabernet made by Stag's Leap beat out all the French vinos. A bottle of 1976 just sold for $12,300 at Heritage Auction in Beverly Hills.
Hell yeah.
And there's a bottle on display at the Smithsonian Institute's Museum of American History.
I used to work at this place called Wine Patrol, and they would sell that stuff by the case all the time.
Well, now
and
you know.
Because it had a little deer on it. I remember the cover of it.
Well, just another failed investment opportunity to think about.
Should have taken the case home with me.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick it off with National OK Day.
Okay.
As in the phrase, okay. It's one of the most popular terms in American literacy.
Okay.
It means different things to okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Or if little John. Okay. It's National Puppy Day, y'all.
Shout out to the puppies, baby dogs.
We also have National Tamale Day.
This is a special day.
About the Mexican Power Bar and its deliciousness.
Beautiful.
And the fact that it is indigenous. It is not a Spanish food. It comes from this continent, the Americas, our ancestors.
Can we talk about the importance of masa to meat ratio.
Oh my gosh.
It's very key. But yeah. I have a more
I don't like that hard, gritty masa. Mm. It's almost got to have like a soft texture to it. And I don't know. I'm big on masa.
Well, let's get a little serious, Dana. Why did the potato go to the chip factory?
Anthony A., why did the potato go to the chip factory?
To get laid.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. You're laughing. You're nodding. You're getting
it. You got a little more. Come
on. Me? I'm laughing at you, not with you.
Oh, my God. That was good.
It's National Chip and Dip Day.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. I love a good tostada with guacamole, but I also just like an old-fashioned plain yellow bag Lay's potato chip inside ranch dip. Oh, good stuff right there.
Dana takes her chips and dips really serious.
My chile con queso, you don't want to mess with it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today, inside the Dana Cortez Show, we spoke to a heartbroken young woman who thought she would be over her ex, but she wasn't there yet. But don't worry. Us two homies are here to help you, homegirl. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today we were talking about how to get over a failed relationship. I mean, especially when you've been dumped.
Yes, and that woman had definitely been dumped. She was in the depression stage of being dumped.
Now, let's talk about doing the dumping. How about that?
Okay.
Automatic, because you've done some dumping.
I have.
You dumped Dana.
That was a temporary dump. That wasn't even a real dumping. To be honest, you want to know what really happened?
Oh, yeah, dude.
We worked together, and I felt like we were about to get caught.
Oh, so you just pulled the board mission.
I was like, you know what? We're about to get caught.
Wow.
And I was like, we're both going to get fired if we get caught.
Ah.
And guess what happened later?
But that's not how she tells the story.
Well,
she tells the story how she was all heartbroken, and you were being toxic by breaking up with her and then texting her 2 weeks later saying, I miss you.
It's because I did miss her. I didn't want to break up with her, but I didn't want us to lose our careers either.
Ooh, damn, that was a tough one, dude. Yeah. So it wasn't that you wanted to get it back out to the streets, huh?
No, not at all.
Okay, that was just my reason.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to mess with anybody after that. I wasn't doing anything. It was just, I really did feel like, I was like, oh, they're gonna can us.
And being one of your best homies, I also know there's a time where you flew all the way across the country to find out.
No, it was across the world.
Across the world, right? To another country to find out that a girl was cheating on you. And
yes.
That's where you were more of the dumpy.
I was, well, yeah, when you find out she's banging Spain.
Olé!
Yeah. And I will say this, it got me to another thing. How did a breakup change you personally?
Oh, outside of the normal like scarring that it does on your heart?
Yeah.
That sounded a lot deeper than I meant it to.
Well, it does because I know that breakup, though, you just talked, it changed me forever.
I would say a breakup for me has showed me that women are oftentimes full of empty threats.
Oh, okay. Explain that.
So I was with one girl and we had separated and she was still living with me.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I don't got nowhere else to go. I can't do this. But she didn't want to leave my apartment until it was one of her.
If we're not together, you got to get out.
Well, that's what I thought. And then she was like, well, where am I going to stay? I'll be homeless. And until one of her friends was like, no, dude, she's just using you.
Oh.
And that's when I was like, okay, you can't trust these girls. You know what I'm saying?
So that one, that's the one that changed
you
forever.
That's the one that kind of changed me forever, bro.
So obviously the one where I flew across the world to find out that she was banging Spain. That changed me forever. And I will say it changed me in the worst way possible for a while, where I was just a dog,
huh? You just want to have
3 years of just scumminess.
Is that what helped you get over the relationship, or...
I think so. I really do feel like it helped me get to another point. Because I'm not going to lie, I was heartbroken, dude. And then the only way I felt like I could get over it was just endless sex with people that didn't matter.
If you're going to take the automatic route, please make sure to cover it up, okay?
Please do.
Please do.
Please do.
I was going to suggest, you know, saying be honest with yourself. Be able to vocalize your thoughts to someone who's willing to listen and stay away from any type of substances.
Yeah,
that's my thing.
Don't do that either.
Yeah. Get busy, get out there and live life. Or, you know, take automatic's advice and really get busy.
Become a sex addict.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Where does the word scante come from? Why do I know that word so well? Scante.
Food's Gone Wild definitely brought it back into mainstream.
But that's an old word, right?
If you lived in any kind of, you know, Mexican hood, you know exactly.
Escante, right? But where did I learn it?
From the tecatos.
Yeah.
That's who hey. No, my tios were not tecatos.
No, but that's who you probably learned it from.
Yeah. Well, do people know what tecato is? That's another one. Scante,
alcoholic, right?
Tecato. No, tecato's a heroin addict.
Guys. Oh, see, so for where I'm from, they call them Shiva heads.
Shiva head, that's another
that's
one, too.
That's what I was used to.
Jeez, people are like, where the hell y'all from? Here's more of the podcast now.